Plan. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with breaking news. Two suspects who reapplied for bail in the Kenyan aka Forbes and Tebelo Motswane murder case have been denied bail. The rapper and his friend were shot dead outside a restaurant on Durban's Florida Road in 2023. Newswatch's Nishir Sudol is at the Durban Magistrates Court and we'll have more on the story in the next hour. The Umgeni municipality says it's pursuing legal action against Umsunduzi municipality over ongoing electricity issues in parts of the Midlands, including Hilton. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
While the Hilton falls under the Umgeni municipality, it gets its energy supply from the Umsunduzi power grid. Residents have been battling for years to remove themselves from the grid. In a statement last year, Umgeni Mayor Chris Pappas said Umsunduzi has been supplying electricity to Hilton without a proper license from the National Energy Regulator of South Africa. He added that numerous attempts have been made to formalise an agreement with the municipality.
The Umgeni municipality has been trying for a number of years to try and enter into a service level agreement to try and improve services to the area. However, Umsunduzi has on numerous occasions failed to come to the table.
He's now called Hilton residents to assist in strengthening their case. He's asked if they have documented records of power outages in the Hilton area to email them. He's encouraged them to share records that date back as far as possible. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Umhlathuze municipality says heavy rains have left a trail of destruction in their city. Showers and thundershowers battered several parts of KZN this week, leaving a number of areas waterlogged. Umhlathuze says their drainage systems couldn't cope with heavy rains, resulting in structural damages, road closures and sinkholes in parts of the city. The deputy mayor says disaster teams are conducting damage assessments. And President Cyril Ramaphosa has arrived in Mozambique as the inauguration of Daniel Chapo gets underway. Newswatch's Sakane Mhlongo has more.
Chapo's Frelimo party has ruled since independence from Portugal in 1975. The president-elect's win of last year's October polls has been contested by opposition who claim elections were rigged. Yesterday, Chapo's main rival, Venancio Mondlane, threatened he was ready to fight his battle in court. Over 300 people have been killed in arrest of the elections. In a statement this morning, President Ramaphosa said he's looking forward to working with Chapo to strengthen ties between the two countries. He's being accompanied by Durko and presidency ministers. Sakane Mhlongo, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Your top story this hour, the Umgeni municipality says it's pursuing legal action against Umsunduzi municipality over ongoing electricity issues in parts of the KZN Midlands. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. In for Natarna Dessen, I'm Tamasha Kanye.